Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Because you died and rose. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Be seated, everybody. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Christ died for me. I am made perfect. Because you died and rose. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Amen, amen. Praise God. Say, I'm in love with the Word of God. Say, I'm in love with my reality. Say, the Word is my reality. Say, I choose to be in love with the Word. Hallelujah. You choose. It's a choice. It's a choice. Like I've told you, God became a man and he was doing teaching meetings. There was a time he tossed them for 3 days stretch until they were broken, battered, broke, hungry, tired. Amen. Praise God. So when we are teaching you, it's because we honor you. It's because we value you. Amen. Would our friends bring the best dancer in town to excite your flesh and you will not go home being edified. Then there's this facade that we have in Christianity. Many people come to church with their own idea of how to be blessed. I don't think anybody goes to school knowing calculus before getting there. You get to school to be taught, right? So in church, we don't assume anything. We don't even assume you know how to praise God. And that is what we'll be looking at today. I'll be fast, so try and follow me so we can do it together. The Things of the Spirit, Series 2, Part 1. Things of the Spirit. Things of the Spirit. For instance, somebody is saying, why is the man that was praying in tongues, singing in tongues, doing it the way he's doing? Check 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Please ensure you are opening your Bible. And the common slogan is that when you don't bring your Bible to church, or worst case, when you bring it and you don't open it, you are making yourself an object of deception. That means you are saying, hey, if I tell you anything, you just take it. You just take it without being sure if it's in the Bible. So how else you will be sure? You pick it, we pick it together, we read it together. Saints must be established upon much teaching, not much. And this is not just a one-way traffic that I'm just telling you things to believe and you believe it like that. No, we are seeing things together. That's why it's called Bible study. Are you with me? You will reason together from the scriptures, from the Word of God. Do you get me, sirs? 1 Corinthians chapter 14, Luke. Well, we are still going to read almost everything today, but let's read from verse 14 and 15. 1 Corinthians 14, 14 and 15. Are you there? With your Bible, with your phone, anyhow you can read, you must read. That's my point. You must read. And if you have your phone, should have an app with which you can use to write, use it to type things so that you can go home with something to meditate upon. You can even with questions that you ask the pastors after service, but that you are in church and you just one of the social activities, same way you don't go and watch. No, actually, I've actually heard of people that actually went to watch Avengers then with notes. They said they went, when Infinity War came out, that they went to the cinema with notes to take, like, that's serious. That's some devotion, right? Praise God. How much more the things of God? You put your mind to it. How do you get your BSc? Is it by just going to school with just do makeup for 1 hour and get the skill? Yeah. Now you got BSc. No, that means that unless it's an honorary BSc. Amen. I'm not an honorary Christian. I'm a Christian by deed and by the word. So by word and deed, you are a Christian. By word and deed, you are who you are. Praise God. Now, so don't also always expect that things in church must tally with your lust, with what is in your mind. with what you are used to. When Jesus finished preaching to them in John 6, they all left. I'm not saying you should leave. Amen. I'm just saying it's not, at times, you can meet what you don't expect. Just be patient. You check out why they are doing what they are doing. Thank you. Let's read verse 14 and 15 together. I want to go, guys. For if I pray in unknown tongues, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. 15, loud voice. I want to go, guys. And I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding. Come on, and share your neighbor's reading. Want to go? Verse 15 again. Want to go, guys? I will pray with the spirit. I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit. I will sing. Say, I will. Say, I will. Say, it's my responsibility. Say, God is working in me. I walk it out. Somebody say, well, I can't see the Holy Ghost on you. Hey, I'm coming there again. The things of God, things of the kingdom, it's not by ocular evidence, it's not by visual evidence, it's not by experiential. That, okay, I must see. Yeah, but on that day in Acts 2, there was some tongues on fire fell on them. It was the tongues of fire that made their twisted their tongues to speak in tongues. Hey, you didn't read properly. That tongues of fire, everything you are seeing in Acts 2, is all a vision seen by Luke. It's a description seen by Luke, just like a vision. If you check Acts 8, when people spoke in tongues, you didn't see tongues on fire. Acts 10, no tongues of fire. Acts 19, no tongues of fire. Are you with me? Praise God. So don't always expect that it's until you know, okay, I'm coming there, let me just be gradual today. The things of the Spirit are your things, okay? Say the things of the Spirit are my things. Romans 8 verse 4, the new creation is not just body, soul, and spirit. We are spirit, soul, and body. Our spirit is our priority. Our spirit is our powerhouse. We place priorities on the spirit, not just body, soul, and spirit. We are not led by the body. We are not led by the flesh. We are led by our spirit. We are indwelt by the Spirit of God, and we are led in the same. Amen? See, our priority are the things of the Spirit. Say the spirituals is the core of our experience because we are predominantly spirit. That's the point. When you are born again, your spirit is forever united with God. 1 Corinthians 6:17, and he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Amen? It's not saying you are one flesh with him. You may be one flesh with your husband or for a marital relationship, but in God, you are one spirit with God. That means your treasure. That means the real part, the big part of you is where? Your spirit, not your body, not your flesh. Romans 8, come on. Verse 4. Well, let me read from verse 6 straight. For to be carnally minded is death. Wow. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Let's read verse 8 together, guys. Want to go? But so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. The man that is in sin, one of the fruit of the man in rebellion against God is that he is led by his flesh. He is led with what he can see, what he can hear, what he can perceive, just like the story of Eve, when he was saying that should be Genesis chapter 3, when he perceived that the fruit was good for food, things that is desired to make one wise. Same thing in 1 John chapter 2, love not the world, nor the things that are in the world. For all the things that are in the world, the loss of the what? Flesh, the loss of the eyes, and the pride of life. That means they are being led. I'm not saying they are sinners because they are led, but that is the fruit of the rebellion. You follow your what? Your sense organ. Amen, amen. That means I speak in tongues when I feel a tickle in my body. Glory to God. That is a man. That is a carnal man. Well, let's read verse 9. Read verse 9 to your neighbor. Okay, you are writing. Hold on. Wait for you. You are not led by the flesh. Please read verse 9 to somebody beside you. I'm not assuming. Somebody is not an atmosphere. It's somebody. Amen. Somebody is not read it to somebody. Want to go, verse 9. Want to go, yes? Again, read verse 9 to that person. Yes? Yes? Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, hallelujah. Say the latter part. Tell your neighbor, say the latter part. It's not your story. Your story
His initial parts. You have the Spirit of God. You belong to God. Patolu, what are you facing? Amen. You are not facing her. I'm not serious. I'm not joking. I say, face somebody first. Glory. Hallelujah. It's the things of the Spirit. The atmosphere is different. Glory to God. Let me calm down. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11. We are led by the Spirit. We are one with God. We are alive predominantly in your spirit, in our spirit. When we say we have eternal life, he talks about our spirit in unity with the Spirit of God. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Come on, see, when we are doing things like this, you will need your participation. Because the things of the Spirit are not the things of the preacher, are the things of the new creation. It's Old Testament for you to be expecting a preacher that has a display. That is a magician show. In the New Testament, how do we do it? For to one is given. Hallelujah. One to one, also us to us. Everyone participating. That means your mind is there. And one way we do this in the corporate meeting is by following instructions. Glory, glory, glory. Okay, I said for open where, please help me. 6:11. Let's read. It's nice though that we also read this to our neighbor. The neighbor, you are in for a show today. Say, I go bless you well. Come on, verse 10 and 11, 1 Corinthians chapter 6. You bless your neighbor. I think some of your neighbor may say, but me, I'm not a bad boy. Well, this 6, 10, you never talk to me. Just take it by love, okay? Okay, okay. Let's read from verse 9. 1 Corinthians 6 from verse 9. 1, 2, guys. Yes? Yes. Yes. But don't read down to that girl, okay? Hallelujah. But verse 11 with a louder voice. One, two, go. Yes. But you are washed. You are sanctified. You are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit. Glory! Glory! Amen, amen, amen. Say, in salvation, we are born justified. Salvation is not things I used to do, I do them no more. No, that is rehabilitation centers. Salvation is God seeing a man as rickety as he is and putting his spirit in him. Because he has believed in the death, burial, and resurrection of his son. Based on that, his conduct now becomes better. You don't become better prior to salvation. In fact, once you become better prior to salvation, you start doubting the necessity for that salvation. That's how we preach to some people. They say, yes, I'm a good girl. I'm a good guy. I don't do things. The things you are not doing will take you to hell. Amen. Praise God. Say, I'm born again. I exist sanctified. So, the sanctification is not an external action done to us. It's internal. When we are saying you are sanctified, I'm not saying God put Catholic water on you and say what? Shara. No, that is not sanctification. It's done within. Say, done within. Say, my sanctification is done within. Glory, glory, glory. We are endorsed by the Spirit of God. That's your sanctification. We are indwelt by the Spirit. Praise God. You get this. Back to same 1 Corinthians 3:16. Our sanctification is not external. It's internal. It's based on the internal that we now conduct our life properly in the external. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Know ye not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelt in you? Somebody say, how am I sure? But I don't come to church regularly. But I don't. But are you sure the Spirit of God dwells in me? Shut up! God is speaking. What that is how to also use that 1 Corinthians? Is it 10? You can share it online. Charlie, clearly say to the potter. How has you make me? God is saying I'm leaving you. You are saying, but, calm down. Just listen. Amen. Is this God that has been making your Christian life like this all this while? but this, but that, but I do things. You didn't know that you would do things before he saved you. Focus on your reality. The things will stop doing you. Amen. Focus on your reality. Don't get better before salvation. Get better now in salvation. Or get better because of salvation. Not for salvation. That's just the issue. I give you a free assignment. During the week, ask all the Christians in your place of work, do you have the Spirit of God? Well, I go to church, yo, but that spirit level, I'm trying, sha. One day I will get it. Oh, born again. That's the point. You're not born again. You're not born again. Because if any man hath not the Spirit of God, he is none of his. That means you don't belong to God's family. This man is black. This one is chocolate. This one is, I don't know. This one is this. The common identity in all of us is what? Oh, the hair is changed. The hair is different. Amen. Praise God. Igbo, Yoruba, Jamaican with his Rastafarian hair, and who else again? And people who does pardon. Amen. Know if you order something on AliExpress, if you order for size large on AliExpress is awkward size. You hope you understand? You get me? You don't get it. So it's only bus crowd that usually go, right? Okay. I mean, if you order for size L, large on AliExpress, no, China, they're all small. So the biggest among them is awkward size. Praise God. For the common identity, so all man born of God is we have the same spirit. Say we have the same spirit. Yes. Say we have the same spirit. Yes. And if you travel, don't separate yourself from believers. They are your real family. They are your real family. They are your real family. Okay, we have read. See chapter 17. Sorry, verse 17 of 1 Corinthians 3, 17. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Let me explain that again. Because when we are saying God dwells in you, it's in twofold. His spirit dwells in your body and his knowledge dwells richly in your mind. When I'm saying God lives in you, twofold, my own word, sas, his spirit lives where? In your body. Say, this is my body. Say, this is my body is the home of the Spirit of God. Say, my mind is the home of the knowledge of God. So that means you must not separate any part of you, your body or your mind, from the influence of God. Since you are already born again in your spirit, yeah, your mind, you must fill it with the same reality. Colossians 3:16. So when he's saying there that if any man defile the temple of God, how you defile the temple of God is by putting wrong knowledge there. He's talking to preachers of false gospels that starts to preach to the intent that Christians start thinking like chicken or worst case, it's like lizard, a gamma for that matter. When you say when you don't tithe, your life will be tight. They are selling you stupidity. When you are saying covering your head is the way to receive blessings from angels, they are selling you, not just saying it was your demonology. Amen. When you are saying water baptism is the proper way of justification, they are selling you swimming Olympic, what do they call it now? Maybe games. Amen, amen. See, our priority, our reality, our things spiritual. Read your Bible. That's what I'm just saying. Read your Bible. If you are reading, you don't be looking at me like this. You read it. You don't read it. I see your life. You are 35. You think I will come here, I would not be saying, yeah, far as you can. Try, eh? Sorry, eh? And you are 42. You start learning of God last year. 42. Your wife just said, yeah. So she lied to me. Amen. Relax. Come on. Colossians 3, verse 16. So, his knowledge must be in your mind. So, if anyone defile the temple of God, he talks about the people who try to put rubbish knowledge in the head of a Christian. If we study chapter 3 from the beginning, you will understand what I'm saying. Thank you. Colossians 3, 16. Please, let's read together. I'll wait for you. Ensure your neighbor is there. Yes, help her to open the Bible. She doesn't know where Colossians 3 is. Help her to open it. Help your neighbor to. You must open your Bible. You must read. All right, where is my ear? There are better big churches today. You didn't go. You came here. Ah, you will read. Tell everybody, say, you will read. You read. You read. You will study. You become better. Don't like me. Don't drop offering. But read. Don't tell me goodbye, Pastor. But pray in tongues. No, we don't serve men. We serve God for men. That means God gave us the portfolio. So what he gave us, the manner he gave us, we download. Hope you know I'm not. I didn't say I hate you. Relax. Thank you. Colossians 3:16. Want to go, guys? Let the word of Christ who dwell in you out richly. Amen, amen. Which word? Say word of Christ. Say word of Christ, Alaji. Now wait till you have issues. Now see dreams. Box you in. You see battle, you just fall in. Bah, hey! I say, yes! Psalm 35. Now wait till. Some people, now wait till three sisters joins you. Three of them propose to marry you. One left on engagement day. One left on. In fact, one left after. Just after the. You want to put the ring to just disappear. Ah! Oluwa! That's your right. Yeah, Mio! You now put yourself in a desperate situation looking for emergency deliverance. Now rush to Rio, okay? What? Gami, sorry. People don't have mountains in your side, right? Sorry. In Yoruba land, when a situation has passed, be careful. Where do you run to? Mountain. Say, ah! Now be hearing slangs like takuti gesun. Interpret, please. No, taku, you know? We die here. Jesus, we die here. Die with the word now. Believe your reality. Well, someone will now prescribe coconut for you. And your water must be the water in the coconuts. Once you break it wrongly and the water wastes, that is one way. He has done it before. I didn't know who offended me today. Oh, that's soft work, right? Glory, glory, glory. So the knowledge of Christ must dwell in you richly, okay? It's not just coming to a church. It's not just anything. It's not just when you come to church, they give you, okay, there's a quote from Zig Ziglar, from Martin Luther King, the third, and now mix everything. Say, and also our Lord Jesus Christ. Now do the DJ. No DJ? When you mix it like that, what will you see? You go see danger day, wala day. Right? How you not see danger? When they miss Tupac and go and Jesus for you? Say the word of Christ. That's the point. That means I'm not saying Old Testaments. No, of course, you know better that even the word of Christ exists yet in the Old Testament. Oh, glory to God. Don't use scriptures for breaking through. Who breaks through? The thief. Go and walk. Don't come to church because you are looking for emergency breakthrough. The thief went to Jesus in John 10. See, God does not care for you. God will not care for you. But use the scripture for the right thing. Don't be itchy-minded, itchy eyes. I'm itchy ears. Even the eyes can be itchy at times, you understand? It's like the guy that was looking for a lady to toast. and he has tried everything. And the girl is not agreeing. I said, okay. Then the one from Pastor Nainka too. He said, I think the name of the lady was Tola. Now went to one scripture, say, and the Lord said, as Tola of Dodo. That means, can you see, God has joined us together. See, Tola, and your name is Tola. Magic together. I've forgotten the full gist. Your life. What if, why did you open the Bible and see Jezebel? You don't use Bible for, I don't know if you have rolled Bible before, for to know who stole this meat, Hilary or Grace. Let's read the Bible. As you are doing it, do you know what Jesus wants to do? Angel, Baleti, slap him! Say, my Bible is for study. That's the point. If we can believe these small things, our life will be better. No, throughout the week, that teaching ministry of Jesus, we have talked so much about praying for the will of God, praying for the will of God. How you know? You never know. You have been praying for how long? 3 years now, you are still praying. I know that it's something that is wrong with you. Think it's God that is not answering your prayer. Let me talk to you that so you can go home and change, okay? 3 years, you have been praying for the will of God. And is that the God is not responding or you are not hearing? I say, now, you want to step into it. First acquire. Yeah, you refire, okay? They don't backfire. So you don't retire. From your empire. With an umpire. In despair. You say, wow, see my pastor. See, that was a lot of pains of the spirit. They don't call it spirit in the battle. Spirit. A things of the spirit. Now, right now, we have seen, I'm coming there too. We have seen the name of the spirit and Bitcoin. A man of God, anointed of God, saying that on pulpit. Now, after Bitcoin now crashed, he stopped saying it. It's the old move of God. Now, the current move of the Holy Ghost. Hope you know people brought MMM people to church. Remember that? My old church. They brought people, MMM, to church. That, yes, the Lord has opened this new way to prosper believers. Pastor gave his mind to unbelievers to teach saints MMM. Because you did it, Abby. I'm booking lots of money. One. You. Okay. Sincerity time. I did MMM. Hands up. Thank you, man. Thank you. God bless 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 you. Ah. Okay. I profited. At the end of the day, I profited alone. Hands up. I lost. Amen. You must tell yourself, it is somebody that sold me this stupidity and I bought it. Simple. So that you don't do it again. No, later, another one came. Loom. Where's the loom now? It's loom. And some of you, you'll be hearing the Spirit of God, though. Pull out now. Stop. Pull out now. Say, no. One more. Just pull that one more. Bah! I say, hook. That's sad, okay? That's sad. It's okay if somebody learns of it on Facebook and it backfire. How will somebody come to church for edification? At the end of the day, I can't give him money. At the end of the day, I gave him an avenue for him to lose his money. That's sad. Say, in church, we have our priority. Say, it is clear. Say, it does not change. Things of the spirit. Knowledge of God. We don't get better than that. We don't go advanced. So, no, say, no A mass here. A mass is advanced mass now, okay? No further mass. It's the same thing. Christ died for you. Then go and preach him. Simple. The Did I tell you that? Guys, oh, glory to God. For you to enter your next glory. I bought a shoe. Not this one. I bought a shoe from Jerusalem. If you will kiss my shoe. Hallelujah. Don't worry. It was well polished this morning. Amen. But if you kiss the shoe, the power of God will rest upon your lips. And anyone you use that lips to talk to, hallelujah, in the interview, automatically you got the job. Manipulation! Raise up your white handkerchief. Yeah. Anointing to bamboozle your boss. Take it. Amen. And somebody else don't know that his boss or is the same church. Me and you. Catch you. And the guy got to work. True story. Got to the interview table. So when you get to before the man, what do? Pick it out. Wipe your eyes. So, no church, big, very big church. You know, two people had to be interviewed and with one of the interviewers. The first one just brought his girl. Yeah. The other one saying, hey, you think I didn't hear? Brothers his own, kidney. And his brother said, hey, both of you are mad. Brother his own, clean his own, like, get out of this place. How many of you will allow a lady that did not do that is always doing aristo in school, does not study, does not do anything, now he says he's a medical doctor, to operate patients in your hospital? Every rat he operated, it died. Now say, bring out handkerchief, wipe your eyes, you get the job. If you pray to God for a job and you are not doing well in school, don't worry. God is beautiful for every situation. He will lead you to a place where your brain can carry. You get me? You get me? That means, you say, God will tell you, okay, actually, maybe a doctor, actually. But you can be an hairdresser. Yes, you'll be fine. Why? Because you didn't study enough. Back to the word. Back to the word. Let us go back to the word. Before I offend, you are praying for favor! They cry for favor. Favor? Favor. How many of you want to marry a lady? She cannot cook. She cannot do anything. Say, God, say, but just favor me. Let me just get the guy. And God wants to just cover the eyes of the guy. Take her. The guy won't say, ah, God, but the girl is not. Shut up. Take her. Yeah, now you know. But if you are the one that you have not, you don't know Jack. Yeah, you are praying for favor to work in CBN. But maybe as a gate man, it's fine. Of course, if you, what I'm saying, I'm not saying God does not favor us in our job and everything. No, I'm saying the place of man is vital. Like, I get that message, what is man? I explained some of these things there. It's not, God does not manipulate people. That is why I never use this word. Now, I've been begging you, brothers. God told me to marry you. You are a voodoo priest. God does not tell you to marry. I mean, God does not. Ah, God, help God now. He's not saying, if you don't get your life is finished. There is nobody like that. So when you now go to say, sister, just say the Lord. As I was coming from Mount Everest, I saw the Lord iron lifted and said unto him, son of man, look behind you, a picture will appear. She has ZA on her head. Wearing some heels. A clean-up lady. She got BS in so, and she will be the one that will lead you from your half rip to your full rip. You understand? You're missing rip. You're somebody missing rip. I'm not missing. I'm not missing. But I say, I found you. I've not. You remember that one I told you on Friday? Someone say, oh wow. Lady say, why are you following me? Yeah, my mom told me to follow my dreams. Yes, sir. And they call it tears of the spirit. Say now I'm following my dream. Say, yeah, so you are my dream. Oh. Have you forgotten that it's even bad things happen in dream? Don't follow your dream, oh. Follow the word of God. Amen. So, we must not learn the things of God from the wrong perspective. The things of the spirit are not contrary to the word of God. Galatians 5:22. That's Colossians 6. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Dwell in you richly. The word of God cannot dwell in you richly, and you are telling somebody to come and touch your suit for $100,000. I told you, it was a life service. Head. What is it will end there? Until somebody said, yes, today, heaven is ovulating right now. Man of God. So, any seed you sow now, do you know where they learned all these principles from? It's not in church. Remember Emmy West people? Emmy West Safari guys. They are traveling agency. They will tell you that they are giving some discount, but you must subscribe when? Now. That if it's not today, what happens? It's gone. That's what we brought to church. And I say, if you will do it now, because now is the time that heaven is ovulating. That means from maybe next tomorrow, heaven is what? It's barren. Your heaven. Your grandfather's heaven. Not God's heaven. And you're so bold to say it. Microphone is not an excuse to lie. Amen. Amen. Say, I've got the Holy Ghost and I've got my brain. Some things doesn't make sense now. Even the ovulation, you can even influence it. Anyway, let's leave down. Sela. Sorry, I didn't say anything. Sela. Oh. Why would you not say God is only available now to bless you based on your seed? If you want to enter the blessings of Psalm 91, how many dollars?
$91.
Such people, what have they done? You have made a Christian to start thinking like a chicken. And I've told you, if you're in such service, what should you tell the preacher? Man of God, I don't want Psalm 91. Give me Psalm 1. Hallelujah. And if you read Psalm 1, it's far so much better than Psalm 91. Amen. So you'll be like a tree planted by rivers. Ah. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he shall do, it shall prosper. Man of God, Psalm 1, $1. Take $1. We must not learn the things of the Spirit to manipulate people. Write that down, please. We must not learn the things of the Spirit to manipulate people. I've seen somebody that came to me, to the church. Pastor, just teach me this. That time that we did series 1 of things of the Spirit, lots of demonstration. I've got results. So, come and teach. So, the guy maybe taught, that's what we do in church every day. So, just came, Pastor, come and teach me these things of the Spirit. I said, don't worry, just sit down. Said, no, teach me that one. No, I said, right now we are doing understanding Genesis. Or no, he said, no, that one. Why? By the time you sow money to get anointing, what will you use the anointing to do? If you must get back your it's investment, right? You get it back. And you get it back by twisting the head of people, taking it back, back, back. Guys, we shall give account of what we do with the life of saints. If I met you in your place of work and I dribble you, manipulated you to give me money, the government will be lesser. But for you to come to look for God, I now gave you a false representation of God. There will be judgment. That's sad. Huh? There will be judgment. Praise God. Say we are not free to do anyhow in the name of a preacher. Thank you. Galatians 5:22. Just give me less than 30 minutes, we'll be done. So I call them, and we say the things of the Spirit. We try and see it in twofold. Number one, we call them the activities of a man of God, also the activities of God by man. They are the activities of a man of God or the activities of God by a man. Divine mortals. Mortal, yet you are divine. Mortal, yet you are indwelt by the Spirit of God. Divine mortals. Ooh, glory, glory, glory. See Galatians 5:22. Please, let's read 22 and 23 together. Once you go. For the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. Hallelujah. Please, these are the grand rules of the things of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit, they are the grand rules. That means they are the operating conditions. You know, in your system, we have what you call OS, right? And we have OS, then we have the OS on the system now. Windows is an OS, right? Come on, Windows is OS, right? Akim. So we have Windows, we have Apple, Wabi, there are Mac, then we have Linux, right? These are OS. That means this is the basis. This is the atmosphere. Are you with me? This is the atmosphere. Then in that OS, you cannot install your Adobe, you can install PowerPoint, you can install things. So the fruit of the Spirit, they are the grand rules. You don't go outside these perimeters. See them: love, joy, long-suffering, gentleness, patience, meekness, temperance. That means we don't oppress the gift of the Spirit outside these grand rules. Manipulation is not part of the fruit of the Spirit. Therefore, you must not operate any of the gifts of the Holy Ghost for the sake of what? Manipulation. Do you get that, brethren? Witchcraft is a fruit of the flesh. That means you don't operate any gift of the Spirit for the sake of witchcraft. I mean, to the intent of witchcraft, witchcrafting people. That means I must not do demo for you. Please, I beg you, try and separate healing meetings from when people give to church. I mean, those of you that do healing meetings, Bratolu, and yourself meetings, everybody. When the times you say you want to bless people, in that time, that hour, let that not be when you tell them that, okay, come and support this work. Stylishly, you are teaching them legalism. You are teaching them that God has blessed you, so therefore you must do something. Or for God to do something, you must, you get what I'm saying? It's free. Say free. Say free. So these are the grand rules for the things of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit, our disposition. Our clear disposition in manifesting our gifts. So God works in us to love men. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 12 now. God works in us to love. Because the summary of the fruit of the Spirit is love. So he works in us to love. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 7. 1 Corinthians 12, 7. Don't worry, you will get me clearly. Just relax. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man for what? For his own good. Let me say it again. He said the manifestation to profit with all. It means we are going to give you the manifestation of the Spirit for your own good, for your benefits, for your edification. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one. What we are giving you must do you good. We don't manifest the Spirit to cause you to be fearful. We don't manifest the Spirit to cause you to be doubtful. You don't manifest the Spirit to cause you to think less of yourself in Christ. It's to do you good. That means anything, all the things we are about to read now, we must operate it to the intent of doing men good. Remember, me and my wife, I think we both watched that service when Major Wang, right, called the case of one man, called the case of his wife. Say, yes, your wife slept with this one, your wife does this one, your wife has been, she's the one that hid your passport, she's the one that, so that's why you could not travel to where you want to travel to. You know, Major? And at the end of the day, the man said, Pastor, separate us. Has he operated a gift? Yes. Was it for good? No. Thank you. Grand rules. We forgot the grand rules. How many of you were in activation meeting some months ago? Do you remember something that Pastor was saying repeatedly, that we don't operate the gift of the Spirit to disgrace people? Grand rules. We don't reveal things about you. Oh, you are born on September 4. Okay. Next. Come out. He comes out. You did this. Then you remember Yabatek, right? Yabatek. I was invited to minister. Just before me, somebody was calling out people who have done abortion. Rogo. And I was not as born again as today. I was boiling. She was telling me, just push. Okay. I not got there. I don't know if you don't speak in tongues. All of them. Almost including almost the minister that told them not to come. I say almost, sorry. So they don't speak in tongues. You are now telling them, come and repent for abortion. Come on. Is that your business? Write it in your notes. The past life of my congregation is not my business. Write it. It's not your business. You are not a storyteller. You are not a historian. You are not an archaeologist. small saint. I see you when you are in campus. You are the spirit of your spirit. You are the spirit of your department. I saw this lecturer. And you know, don't dress.
Is it true?
Amen. Praise God. Grand rules. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to people to make them better. And like I've told you, which we are going to practice again today, in inquiring information about people, that means you focus yourself on somebody, you deliberately inquire in your spirit, God, show me something about this person. Now, because of the way revelations come, which I'm going to talk about soon, under prophecy, I'll continue prophecy later. Because of the way the revelation will come, it may come raw. See, revelation is not God saying, yes, my son, yeah, this is your spirit that is searching. Your spirit, okay, that is born again already. It's your spirit that is searching things about this man. So in the search, you will see things that you ought to keep quiet. In the search, you will see things that you can speak about, that you should speak about. And at the end of the day, you don't just talk, and later, nothing. The gifts of the Spirit are for edification, exhortation, comfort for the ministry. Praise God. Go to Mark 16. Let's leave that one. Go to Mark 16. We only do good things by the Spirit of God. Good things. Come on, look at your Bible. Come on. Things only God can do, but good things. Good things. Somebody died in our meeting. Somebody lied to the pastor and he fell down and died. That's not good. Not good.
We have ransacked the story of Ananias and Sapphira a lot. So Mark 16 from verse, let me read 15 and 16, you read 17 and 18. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. 17, want to go, guys? And they shall lay hands on the sick. Hallelujah. Praise God. Is there any death there? You hear anybody that does not believe your gospel, kill him. Any witch that refuse to allow you to preach, send down fire. Say grand rules. Go to same 1 Corinthians 12 now. No, before 1 Corinthians 12. Romans 15. These are things that authenticate your message. Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel, what do we call it in the Greek? Good news, right? As evangelizo or evangelium. Good news, right? So, which type of exploit will you use to promote good news? Good things, right? Good things. That means we don't use evil to promote good. That is the same reason some people have issues with the character of God today. Say, can't God kill a man for the sake of so that, a lot of you still believe that God killed Abacha, right? Who wants to believe that? Who wants to believe God killed Abacha? Oh, you don't know who is Abacha. How old are you? 15? 10? thank God. So, we prayed. And God sent an angel from India. And the angel was holding an apple in her hand. Hallelujah. And they use the apple to finish Abacha. They are serving demons. God, who we have all men to be saved. If God wants to influence, the only way God can influence Nigeria is if the people in power are born again. And in being born again, they don't start coming to church. Not the one there will say, sir, bring your money. No, church where they will hear what? They will do PR. PR means where they will do prayer targets, when they write exams on love and self, when they will come to love feast and Father Abraham will collect all their food and they will sit down, they will not come with their mopo. That is how God can make the nation better. It's in individuals becoming better. There is no, they say, now can you see USA? They are prospering because what? Their fathers have sowed a seed of righteousness. Therefore, if you sow a seed today, 2 Chronicles 7:14, of my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves at this hour and pray and turn from their wicked way. I will hear from heaven. I will heal their land. Therefore, let's call for a national day of repentance. October 1. You understand? Everybody, let's start crying for our nation. Just wasting your time. Go and read that story in context. What they are praying for is rain for. Go and read this. I'm sorry. I lie. I swear. Rain for. Amen? God's rule does not change. How will he make a nation better? Colossians 4 from verse 1. Same thing, Ephesians 6 from verse 1. You start saying, masters, treat your servants. How did he put it? Equally, right? Please check Colossians 4, 1. Somebody, Ephesians 6, but 1. Check. Don't be fast. Just 15 minutes to go. Thank you. Masters, give unto your servants. That is just, yes. Knowing that you have a master in them. So he's using salvation to teach the masters to treat their people correctly. He's not saying, pray that your master become born. He said, God, touch the heart of my boss. He is too wicked. Go and preach to him. Simple. Preach to him. Cause him to grow. We are so superstitious. We have seen prayer as a magic wand. Just pray. And Nigeria will become like, there are two school of thoughts, and both of them are wrong. Some people say, yeah, you see, a foreign country, all you know is prayer. And other countries, they are doing fine. We are all praying. You will say that are stupid. So we should stop praying, Abby. Also, are you ready for Nigeria to become like those countries? Really? Do you know countries like, you cannot tell your boo-boo, shut up.
your child, shut up, or spank your child, and the next thing is that you start seeing people knock your door. The country where the child can call 911 and they'll come and carry you, that your daughter reported that you beat her. No, I only touch her face. And off you go. They will take the daughter from you. And they will charge you. Of course, that is not, I know some people go to the extremes, but these old countries, in their, they may be doing fine, but in their rebellion against God, they have become worse in several things, in values, lots of stuff. That's a place where where families, they live like enemies. I've seen several examples like that, especially in the UK. Like, you don't, your only family is your wife. As if you have one. Brotherhood, everything. Mm-mm. I don't entertain, in fact, some people, their parents, don't come to my house. I will arrest you. Dad, I see your face, leg in this place again. I'm going to arrest you, Dad. Sorry, they won't say, John. See, I'm going to arrest you. I'm going to arrest you, Jacob. So, Henry. So the other part is no, okay. Therefore, are we saying, don't pray, everybody, don't pray. Let us focus on politics. Prayer is to its own intent, okay? Good governance is to its own intent. Dubai, all these countries, they are doing fine today, not because of prayers, but because of good governance, okay? Are you with me, brother? So, Romans 15, verse 18 now. Please bear with me. Let's see this together. Don't get tired of church. It's to make you better. For I will not dare to speak of any of the things which Christ has not wrought by me. That means we don't fabricate. We don't lie about things. To make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed. Verse 19. Want to go, guys? Through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem round about unto Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. See, exploits of good things characterize our message. 1 Corinthians 12 right now. First Corinthians 12 from verse 1. Now concerning spirituals or spiritual gift or things of the spirit, pneumaticals, brethren, I don't want you to be ignorant. Lots of us, we have known tongues from when we are very young, very small, yet we were ignorant of the reason for tongues. That you do something does not actually mean you understood the full intention. This is not a church that doesn't speak in tongues. This is not a church that doesn't do the things of the Spirit. In fact, I will show you later in Acts 18. Paul stood in this church and preached minimum of a year before he left them the first time. That's the current church. So, but yet he said, I don't want you to be ignorant of the things of the Spirit. So that somebody is saying, thus says the Lord, is does not authenticate the fact that he is not ignorant. Why? Verse 2 is the key. You know that you were Gentiles. Carried away unto these dumb idols. Say dumb idols. Even as you were led. That means because you guys have a previous knowledge, right? Because of where you are coming from, because you are, who has danced with masquerade before? Me, I've done before. Yes, anybody again? Thank you. Are you the real? yeah. Amen. How many of you have done? How many of you have gone to somebody before to help to interpret your dream, or you have checked a book before? Dream Oraculum. Hi, thank you, sincere people. How many of you have? You know, there's something we do there in RCG. If they want to. Call a serious case. They will say, if you are here, just before this meeting, you see drank blood. Say, 3 people will come out. Oh. If you are in this meeting, you just drank blood. Come out. If you are in this meeting and you use a baby for ritual, come out. And if you are in this meeting and you argue with your husband, three of you, three sets, come out together so that nobody will know who is who. And we then, we are smart. So as people are coming out, you say, this one right now. Okay, this one cannot be this. This one looks fine. This one cannot use a baby for a ritual. This one, he drank blood. So that's plenty. You say, unfortunately for you, your neighbor now stand up. Say, today you leave church, what will you go and check? Your PCV. In case, as you are busy, somebody is using a straw to suck your blood. Or a vacuum pump, something like that. Glory to God.
So because of previous knowledge, you fly in the night. You fly. So because now we are about to start, because I don't understand why the occultic world, they lent power ahead of most Christians, in quotes. In fact, it was in the same Old Testament. Ahasuerus, king in Israel, wanted to seek counsel of Samuel. And he went after necromancer, right? Is it necromancer? What do they call them? Necros. Yes, people that speak with the dead. To help them to conjure the spirit of Samuel. So two things. Why does it look like you have to go outside for power? Something is wrong. That means, firstly, we believe there is more power in occultism. We are going to deal with this maybe from Wednesday. We have an assumption that, if I want maybe a gradual healing, I come to church. But if I want be not yet, thank you. Where should I go? Go to the back of Brother Tolu's house. A man is there. And is it one Baba? They never have a name. One Baba. So plenty wrong ideologies. So sad that a lot of us have understood the Holy Ghost from Mount Zion Agbaranla. Mount Zion? From Ideshu. So sad that we have understood supernatural things from African magic. Igodo, Izaga, Izakaba. Say, so if you do that thing, they punch you, it will not enter. But a Christian, then you can use wisdom. But no, if you belong to, in fact, you have seen stories, you have seen movies where somebody is sick, they will bring him to a pastor. The pastor will say, somebody is serious, please take him to an afar. Or worst case, say, I cannot deal with this. Take him to Lalude. No, it's Lalude. Or take him to Abijah. Or Abiyah. Sorry now. Okay, let me take it. Who do I know in your own? Who do I know in your own? Okay, take him to Zakoji, right? No Zakoji? All these things will frame your mind to think that, the church may be a place where power. And also, this as not might, this already gave all of us some contradictions as touching the things of the Spirit. That is why in Christianity, we learn the things of the Spirit afresh. For instance, before you are born again, do you usually have dreams? So, after you are saved, do you still have dreams? Does God speak through dreams? Yes, I say true. But what will now happen after the new birth? You must re-educate yourself on how dreams come and on how dreams must be what interpreted. Lest you just see me in your dream with cutlass pursuing you. You say, pastor is the enemy sent against my soul. No, I was only telling you to go and do more evangelism. Praise God. If you see Pastor Joy in your dreams, after you, with a dagger
I will kill you. He was only saying, study for your exam. Simple, more volume. That's what he's saying. More volume. Study, study. Amen, amen. Either you see a sister smiling at you in the dream. Oh God. Amen. Does not always mean that I'm saying, you know, some brothers, they interpret every smile from a lady as a green light. Oh, hi, guy. Green light. Oh God. As a, like, okay, I'm available. Luckily for you, now I met somebody, some people that who are smiling machines in this church. Amen. Over there. Amen. Praise God. Now you refuse to smile again. I'm going up there. Some ladies now start doing extra grace. Mm. No smile. Say, I'm being taken. So that you see a lady smiling to you in a dream may mean, hey, brother, let's pray some more. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that you see yourself falling from a skyscraper in the dream does not mean retrogression. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you. It may just mean humility. Hallelujah. Worship it, rather. I'm actually very serious. Never interpret your experiences with your old knowledge. Amen, amen. Say in Christ, only good things happens to me. So even when you see a bad thing about to happen, your utterances must be unto edification, exhortation, and comfort. Exactly, everybody. Okay, before we close, see this scripture. Verse 3 of 1 Corinthians 12. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Verse 3 of 1 Corinthians 12. Wherefore, based on this, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus a cause, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So, in the New Testament, we use the things of the Spirit to promote the message of Christ. We don't use the things of the Spirit to imply Jesus was accursed. You don't use the things of the Spirit to accumulate wives for yourself. You don't use the things of the Spirit against the grand rules of the Spirit in you. Let me say this and I'll close for now. That word. Say, I know you are Gentiles carried away onto what? Dumb idols. You know, most times when we do Ogun Festival, Shango Festival, most of the events, there are so much input without an output. Now listen, you get what I'm saying? That means you see several dancing, right? Several offerings to your idols, to the idols. Yes, the idols does not respond. Amen? So much, yes, it's just you shaking. Are you with me? You see, they said the masquerade is from heaven. Yes, you don't see the masquerade disappear. Are you with me? So it's a life of so much drama. Well, you are not seeing a result, but you are just satisfied that yes, we have worshiped our what, goddess. Just went dance, do 3 days ritual. In fact, you won't kill a human being. Yes, the idol could not talk. But in Christianity, the things we do, there is always a definite output. A definite output. This is why when we lay hands on somebody and say he's sick, immediately, what do we tell you? Check yourself. Hallelujah. We are not serving dumb idols. The things of the Spirit, they are not one-way traffic. They are both ways. That means if we inquire, if we prayed for you, if we minister to you, we are not saying, yes, it's just about singing, dancing, then go home. No. Something has happened. Glory to God. Amen, amen. Say, when I lay hands on people, something happens. So I will tell him that, hey, something has happened. That's the point. Get that today. It's not input without output. We don't serve dumb idols. It's cause and effect. Amen, amen. Praise God. Say, when we minister, we expect a response. Expect a response. Pastor, please, help me with the keyboard. We expect a response. When we minister to you, we expect that your life will be better thereby. When we give you utterance, we are not just talking from our head. We are divine mothers. And yes, we all are. I'm not just talking about the pastor. Amen, amen. Oh, glory to God. Glory, glory. We are divine mothers. Divine mortars, like maybe mortar, but yet we are divine. God influences our thinking. Say, God influences our thinking. So when we give you tongues and interpretation, for instance, it's not just telling you things that you should forget immediately. The interpretation of tongues is an output for you. It should make sense to you. You should conduct your life thereby. It's not just words. When we say we have ministered to you right now by the gift of faith, what we are saying is we expect you to get home and lay hands on somebody. Glory to God. Because by the spirit of faith, you are emboldened to go and do the things of God. That means you are emboldened to carry the power of God home. The things of God are not one way. They are not drama ceremonies. They are actually experiential. See, in our gatherings, we experience the things of the Spirit. We experience it. That means things we say with our words, we see in our experience. Ah, yeah. Glory to God. Glory. So from tomorrow, or even from today, when you pray for somebody, you tell him that just go, you'll be fine. That what you say? No. I expect you to start getting better. Now. Amen. If you rebook a fever, what will you say? I expect that fever to leave now. Amen, amen. We don't serve dumb idols. It's not a one-way traffic. It's not words to God, just like those who are crying to Baal in 1 Kings chapter 17 and 18. Hey, Baal, bring fire. And Baal knew God is around, and there was no response. But when Elijah got there, hallelujah, praise God. When he lifted up his own eyes, there was response. Amen, amen. See, so when I lift my hands, when I lay it on people, I receive response. Hallelujah. Come on, be on your feet. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost. We don't serve dumb idols. We don't serve dumb idols. The things of the Spirit, they are not spooky. They are not... Oh, man, I'm still vatic, vatic, over yellow, sodra, and just take a bananas. Yellow no so valeno, ricketty level at a theta. Yellow terro, savite colatete. Yala no so vileron, and el custege vite to la seva. Yeco la to rasevo latate. Loro custege valama shatate capalasta gafalama so catalar and the manano sota malama shatio. Run on us, stay. Run on us, Avalita. Run on Makete, Lananos. Run a manano, stay, Valato Zete. Run a mozato te, Zato la teta. Yakote, la posta vate. Sheko lampoli rovicata. Yema la korosta kifoti kepota. Yemo la kanta, yemo na kante.
Mana roste bivo teke bidlo steg. Shaka mana maraso vali keta lama santa lama zandanos. Rana maso vali mana mana mashepo latata. Mana mo sati ke lama steke pile rokos teke fada pataka pala mana 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 masenta lama shatao. Mana mo zavade bo babadaos. Ramano zavade lato kalaste. Minona, Minona, Nicoliza, Ina Nosta, Bandante Rosta, Batekanos, I take out healings, I take out power, I take out miracles, miracles every day. I take out healings. I take out power. I take out miracles. Miracles everywhere. Yane osiva tata.
Take out healing.
Malo zavadate.
I take out power.
I take out power.
I take out miracles.
Miracles.
Miracles everywhere.
I take out healing.
I take out power.
I take out power.
I take out miracles. Miracles everywhere.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Just close your eyes. We also be blessing a few people before we close. Thank you.